I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Great. Good morning, everyone. 11:06 a.m. here in the great Northeast. That's what my Bicardo Jewelers watch tells me on this beautiful Thursday, December 18, 2025. This is the Bob Cordaro Show. I am he, and it's a big day to fight for America, defend our values, and with the help of our man, John Basiliga, to honor the brave who have made us and kept us free. People like veterans we've lost this year, but salute today. Thanks to John, like James Graham Taylor, Mary Yakely, Forest City, Joseph Labonich, Dixon City, James Clark, Factoryville, Frank Ardo, Durier, and Barry Reynolds of Danville. So with history, our great founding fathers, and the incomparable Constitution of the United States of America as our guides, let us continue today's battle. Gaveling back to order this meeting of the Club for Common Sense, promising you that our commitment to common sense will provide a sanctuary of sanity for all of you for the balance of this morning. Well, a couple of items and a couple of people that are on hold ready to talk to me. I reached out to Andrew Chomko, a veteran, a guy we've had on regarding the homeless situation. And in Scranton, and this issue that's bothering a lot of people, and justifiably so, of a hometown hero banner for Joe Biden, put up by the Green Ridge Neighborhood Association for no good reason, by the way. And we've got Andrew on to talk about it. Andrew, welcome. How are you, my friend?
Hi, Bob. Thanks for having me. Hi to listeners out there, and appreciate the opportunity to maybe draw some light to this subject and possibly, make some common sense here.
All right. that's what we got you on for. All right. So these hometown hero banners, and our county commissioner, Tom Welby, brought it out. He was one of the guys who started it out in West Scranton.
I worked on it with him.
Yeah. He said it's for people who have been appropriately discharged, honorably discharged from the military. That's what it's for. Talk to me.
Yeah, so before we get into it, I need people to understand and know why I'm speaking on this. It's a unique situation for me. I'm a veteran. I'm a co-founder of a nonprofit that supports local veterans. I've held leadership roles in veteran organizations across the city and the region, and I'm also a funeral director. I deal with military paperwork, discharges, VA forms for a living when it comes to honoring the veterans of our area. I know exactly what's required for military honors and what isn't. I've had the hard conversations with families explaining to them yes, your loved one earned these honors, but I cannot secure these honors without proper documentation. Or the other one that's even more painful, I'm sorry, they're not entitled to these certain honors. So when people are portrayed in the same light as those who honorably served, it strikes a chord with me.
Yeah.
And there's different ways to do it. And when it comes to heroes and service, or like the hero versus veteran service, I mean, a hometown hero could be anyone that did a truly heroic act or showed valor, even outside the military. You know, but that's what that's reserved for. So hero has meaning, and a hero is something that's recognized for courage and sacrifice. But getting back to the veterans, that's some of the only ways that a lot of these veterans are ever going to be publicly recognized for their service. And to portray someone as a veteran in the same way, in the same light, it just loses credibility, especially when you didn't require DD 214. You didn't require anyone to actually vet any of these processes. Like for the West Side Banner Project, I personally went through every single file to make sure that dates were correct, areas of service were correct, spellings were correct. And for anyone that wants to say that, oh, veterans voted on it, active duty voted on it, there's no active duty military bases around here. So how'd you get an active duty person to come in here? So therefore, that raises in my brain, wow, they really don't understand terminology and even service. So, yeah, you could be in the reserves. That doesn't make you active duty. You could be on active status. You could be going to work every day. But it's not active duty. And I digress, sir.
No, but all of these things are critical because it debases all of those who earn the honor to be on those banners. And by the way, the Green Ridge Neighborhood Association, they could hang anything up for Joe Biden they would like if they get the appropriate permissions. Just not a hometown hero banner because he didn't serve, period. It's not.
And to make it, to portray it as such, that's exactly what it was, Commander. And it was to be portrayed as, this is the guy that was in charge of all these people. Well, I mean, that could be technically correct, but also that sign isn't very presidential. If they want to do it the correct way. Honor them presidentially.
Yeah. Throw up a banner that says, hey, Joe Biden, greatest president in history. I think he's a scumbag, but that's a separate issue. You want to honor someone, you get the permission to throw something up on the pole, but don't debase all the veterans who actually served.
Or those who did heroic acts.
Yes, yes.
Like, this isn't about politics. It's about standards, consistency, and respecting the meaning of honor. Verification isn't bureaucracy. It protects the integrity of tribute.
Yeah.
When they want to throw around the word hero, hero has weight. And if you broaden that definition, your criteria and language have to match. And, I mean, folks have said some things to me that were very humbling. And I know that I served with heroes, and I know some of them didn't come back. And I think a lot of veterans feel the same way.
Yeah. Yeah, and it's just wrong. What they're doing, what Green Ridge Neighborhood Association did, is wrong.
And it loses credibility. Bob, maybe you can get their veterans to come on. And you know what? They should probably check DD-214s, because not everybody gets a DD-214. Yeah. And I've seen it working with veterans and working with people. Sometimes people will use whatever they can to accomplish their means.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and if that is saying, hey, yeah, I'm a veteran. Oh, well, Ari, where's your DD-214? Oh, I don't have that. Like, a lot of times, I've seen it personally, and other veterans have seen it, and that's why veterans get so offended so fast when it comes to that, because people like to embellish. You know, oh, well, my fish was this big. No, it was, you know. It was like,
yeah. Well, it's stolen valor to me, but Andrew, first of all, thank you for your service to this country. Second of all, thank you for your service to veterans. We appreciate both, and I thank you for coming on today.
I appreciate it.
All right, my friend. Andrew Chomko. And this is not right. It's not right, guys, and it's got to be corrected. Now, something that's aggravating, we dispense with. And there's a civil argument to it, which you won't get from me when it comes to Joe Biden, but you'll get from a veteran's veteran like Andy Chomko. Okay. Well, let's go from that little bit of a headache to something great that happened at Lackawanna College today. And speaking to us is our man, Brian Costanzo, my old neighbor. How are you, Brian?
I'm well. How are you, Bob?
I'm great. Hey, Center for Technology Innovation has been open, well, the groundbreaking today. Talk to me about it.
Yeah, so it's the latest venture here at Lackawanna College. You know, obviously, the world is changing, workforce is changing, and we're trying to change with it and stay ahead of it. So the Center for Technology Innovation will be the new physical home for our school's cybersecurity operations centers, our robotics technology labs, and the coming fall 2026 electric vehicle maintenance program.
Wow. This is really big stuff that Lackawanna College is taking on and putting a shovel to the ground today. A bunch of people who are involved with Lackawanna really is a big first step, isn't it, Brian?
It is, and we had all of our local supporters. There was a lot of state, federal funding, some private funding that helped us do this project. We wanted to honor them and make sure they were recognized for the work they do for not just us, but for the region. And one thing that Dr. Murray spoke about a little bit earlier today, we rely on those dollars. We rely on those programs because we don't want our students to have to pay for these brand new state-of-the-art facilities. Our tuition rate's still $18,100 a year.
Wow.
That's really competitive in the private market. That's before financial aid.
Yeah.
So if we're going to build these buildings and have our students pay for it, you know, you're going to double that, and that's going to continuously grow. But the support we get from our region, from our elected officials, it makes projects like this happen. It's a workforce and economic development opportunity for the city of Scranton, and we're just happy to be part of it, and we're thrilled that this is going to – it's been a long journey.
Yeah.
We've been working on this for a couple of years, so we're just thrilled it's off the ground. We'll get started here in the next couple of days.
Full disclosure, my son, my cousin, and good friends also are on the board of Lackawanna. Again, that's the reason I'm such a cheerleader for the school. But this is a $6 million building. Is it Wyoming Avenue in Scranton?
Yes. So late last year, we purchased Able Break, which is 510 Wyoming Avenue, directly across from Battaglia Sporting Goods. Right next to that is a large vacant lot, which the new building would be 520 Wyoming, and then there's another building on the other corner that we own. So it's the next phase in our development of new programs, new buildings, and just obviously developing more into the city of Scranton here.
Brian Costanzo is with us. He is with Lackawanna College, who did the groundbreaking for a $6 million Center for Technology Innovation this morning at 10 o'clock. Everybody's got to be really excited. And even if it doesn't impact you as a student at Lackawanna, it does impact you because it enhances the entire mission of the college.
Absolutely. Yeah. And again, there's programs that we've been doing for a long time that are still very valuable. But you try to get your car fixed today, and there's not enough technicians to fix your car or the next, the electric vehicles that are coming on the market. Who's building the products that we all want to buy in the United States? Those are robots and automation and electronics are all pieces of that. And so we're confident that we're going to offer programs that are going to support a workforce, the changing workforce of the country. And we're just excited to be getting this off the ground and really bringing some new students next year that'll be focused on those industries.
Brian Costanzo is with us. He's with Lackawanna College, which just broke ground today at 10 o'clock in the morning on Wyoming Avenue, Scranton, Center for Technology Innovation. I used to get rid of cars when the ashtrays were full. Cars don't come with ashtrays anymore, so we need people to be trained to fix today's vehicles. That's an important part of this. But man, the cybersecurity portion of your mission that's going to be headquartered in this building, man, they're two. One more mundane, but another more critical to almost everything in our economy.
everything that's happening, everything you do, think about your daily operations. You get in your car, computers all over the place, your phone, your computer, you do your banking, you pay your bills. It's all online, and there's the dark web and those individuals out there trying to steal your money and your identity. It's happening everywhere, every day. And so these really, really smart students that are coming to us that probably know more than we do before they step on our campus about computers and technology are being trained by the area's finest. We have some great partners that help us with these programs. And so we're hoping they're going to be the future of protecting us and our dollars and our identities and all those things that you need to keep protected.
Well, kudos to Lackawanna College. Brian Costanzo, thank you for bringing us up to date on another banner day for Lackawanna College. We appreciate it.
Thanks for having us.
All right,
happy holiday.
You too. Merry Christmas. Center for Technology Innovation, groundbreaking today. Lackawanna College, they are groundbreaking for all of us. We'll be back. That's our guy, Cap Matthews. Local artist. He's beyond musician. He's a renaissance artist in the truest sense, all media, but that's his Christmas song. Bob Kadar back on WILK. Somebody texted, and this is true. This really does catch it right. These people are deliberately agitating all veterans and MAGA. This hero banner for Biden was to cause division and controversy. All the committee had to do was make a banner, President Biden, 46th President of the United States, the scrappy kid from Greenridge, all of that nonsense. And that's acceptable. But the committee chose controversy on purpose. That's inescapable. You can't be that ignorant to understand that the hometown hero banners are for veterans. Period. They are not for politicians. And that's all Joe Biden ever was. A cheap, corrupt politician. A horrible president. But if you think he was great and you're proud that he was from your neighborhood, there's no banner to Bob Casey, the governor, who did amazing things for this area. I'll challenge anyone to tell me what Joe Biden did for Scranton. We have this stupid freeway sign. We have this idiotic street name. And now we have a banner pretending that he was a veteran, which he was not. Multiple deferments to get out of going in harm's way where so many area natives did not.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
It's a disgrace. If somebody else says, what next, Bob? A corn pop banner? It's awful. It's awful. It's a disgrace. You've put disgrace upon disgrace. Our association with Joe Biden is a disgrace to anyone thinking normally. But if you think he's great and you've got the votes in your stupid neighborhood group, fine, but don't desecrate and don't denigrate our veterans who deserve those banners. The Viking text NFJB, yes. Be ashamed of yourself, Green Ridge Neighborhood Association. Be ashamed. You could have done anything to pay tribute to that clown. If you're dumb enough to think he's great, if you're dumb enough to be proud of him, put up anything you want. But don't debase these beautiful hometown heroes, this beautiful hometown hero's effort for a scumbag. Lee says, what did he do for Scranton? Oh, yeah, he pardoned a corrupt judge that screwed this area for decades. And you don't have a banner up, as far as I know, for Bob Casey, our two-term governor, two-term auditor general. You don't have one up for him, somebody who actually delivered for Northeast Pennsylvania in the city of Scranton and delivered big. That shows you what idiots they are. Sorry. Next, they'll be changing the neighborhood name of Greenridge to the Scrappy Kids section and try to rename Scranton Biden. Yeah, here's the deal. You guys are proud of him. Put anything up you want that you can get permission for. But don't steal from our veterans the valor and the honor that they have earned. Shame. Shame, shame. Joe from Westside, tell us how you really feel about Biden. No, I can't, because we're on air. It would go on for a long time. Really something. Shameful, shameful, shameful. Get rid of it. Get rid of it. We'll be back. Our tribute to true veterans this hour and every hour, this day and every day. Brought to you by our friend John Basiliga and just one of his great companies as we head to the weekend. Basiliga Hospitality. Bar, restaurants. These are destinations. These are full nights out. The Old Brook Inn, 307 Springbrook Township. Far Street Tavern. the Trips Park section of West Scranton and Queen City Tavern, downtown Oliphant. I don't know which I like the best. They're all that good. Then we talk fine dining. Look at the Stegmeyer Mansion, South Franklin Street, downtown Wilkes-Barre. Go back to another era. Amazing food, amazing bar, amazing atmosphere. And just like the Vikings said today, a Terra 519 downtown Scranton, amazing, gorgeous. And one hell of a happy hour, too, by the way. Pretty inexpensive. $10 for a mixed drink, not bad. Hey, it's Thursday. I almost forgot. Sergey's live. I was there last Friday for the Sinatra show with Chris DiMatteo. Awesome. They're open tonight. No cover. Frank Ardo, Duryea. He was 83. We lost him December 7th, Pearl Harbor Day. Born in Pittston. He attended Pittston High School and honorably served all of us in the United States Army Reserves. Affectionately known as Pop. He was self-employed as owner and operator of Frank Ardo Trucking. Enjoyed a good card game. He was an avid hunter. Loved teaching the next generations of Ardos how to hunt. Preceded in death by his first wife, Gloria. He survived by his current loving wife of 23 years, Marilyn Morock Ardo. His 6 children, his 15 grandchildren. There were great-grandchildren and great-great-grandchildren, as well as siblings surviving him, nieces, nephews, all of that. Frank Ardo. Barry Reynolds, Army veteran, treasured date nights with his wife. We lost him December 1st at age 76. He was from Danville. Born in Danville, graduate of Danville Area High School in 1969. He served this country with honor in the United States Army, 1968 to 1970, obtaining the rank of sergeant. Married to his loving wife, Ellen Heath Reynolds, for 46 years. Barry spent more than 18 years as a laborer at Kydex, known as the Legend. He also contributed his talents at McGee Carpet Company, Bloomsburg, and as a psychiatric aide at Danville State Hospital. Member of the Danville Moose Lodge, former member of the Elks, and a member of the Friendship Fire Company. He loved the great outdoors, hunting, fishing. But devotion to family truly defined his life. Barry was a loyal and loving family man whose wise and humorous Barryisms provided guidance and comfort to those around him. He was often heard saying, "Don't let the tank get below half or the line will freeze." And that fish holds heat, reminding us of all the practical lessons he cherished and imparted. In addition to his wife, he survived by 3 children, 7 grandchildren, and many other family members. Barry Reynolds. Our great veterans this hour, brought to you by John Basiliga and Basiliga Hospitality. The great Nat King Cole, O Come All Ye Faithful. That was Big Gene Vallela's favorite song, Christmas song. 1960 it came out. And is it awesome or what? Somebody suggesting that Lackawanna do heavy equipment mechanics. That's a good idea. I think they already do that at Johnson. That would be more of a Johnson School of Technology deal. I think, but you're right. How to operate and how to fix those kinds of things. And by the way, the Votecs also have diesel mechanics and all that kind of thing as well. Somebody texts in, the Biden banner no different than the injection of woke transgender ideology Biden did on Easter Sunday and with the Christmas clown decorations at the White House. Jill Biden installed them to spite the Christian MAGA base, all based on controversy and decision. Yeah, it is. It's in-your-face stuff. Another, they're good at stealing valor. Another, clearly stolen valor. I hope a local politician with spine will try to punish Scranton just like an individual guilty of stolen valor will be punished. It's not the city of Scranton, and believe me, I'd lay the guilt there if it was, but it isn't. It's the Green Ridge Neighborhood Association that has made this incredible faux pas. Somebody texts in, Bob, you need to have your BDS checked. Listen, it's not derangement syndrome if the guy's scum. He's total scum. He sold the vice presidency. He covered up for a delinquent son until he became a national joke. He did nothing for this country for 50 years except undermine its culture, open the borders, pursue an extreme, insane, left-wing socialist agenda. Do you know that the jobs report that came out, the only jobs that were lost were government jobs? Most of them created by Biden. It's a disgrace. Bob, the more I think of a city that honors a man whose family exits Scranton at age 11, and he only returned because he was selected to be vice president, or no one would have ever known the name of the idiot they apparently cherish, says Bugzar. And Bugzar, here's the point. Nobody can point to anything that Joe Biden ever did for the city of Scranton. The image makers for the Obama campaign, remember, there was no talk of Scranton when Joe Biden ran for president the first three times. But they said, here's an image. Here's the real stolen valor. I wrote a whole piece on this and recited over the air last year. He stole the valor and the hard work and the image of the great people of Scranton. There's a lot of crap heads. But the great people of Scranton, their work ethic, their patriotism, he and the Obama campaign to give him an image which was false. He never worked a blue-collar job in his life. He never worked the coal mines. He never worked in a factory. He was a sassy pants. Phony. Stolen valor on the city of Scranton to create an image for him. Yep. Somebody texts in, them still think the Biden family taking money from China is a made-up fairy tale. A little sad. They want to ignore. And Biden also somehow, somebody else texts in, somehow bought multiple beach homes on a senator's salary. Yeah, multiple mansions on a senator's and vice president's salary. No, he sold his offices. First to the credit card companies in Delaware with bankruptcy legislation. Oh, yeah, he also got a job for Hunter. And second to countries all over the world where he held influence when he was vice president. Disgrace. Bob, Biden isn't my cup of tea, but I would be just as offended as a veteran if they did it with Trump's picture. I agree. I'm 100% behind you. The veteran continues, just not right to do, especially for the veterans that gave it all. ALTS back at you. I would be screaming this loud, but I wouldn't have as much to say if they tried to do something for Trump like that. Honor him some other way, Green Ridge Neighborhood Association. If you're dumb enough to be proud of this scum, fine. Put up a banner. Just not a hometown hero banner. That's for our veterans. We'll be back.
As for Navy guy,
because he wanted a song by Pentatonix. That's their version of Hallelujah from 2016. And we're going to finish for our Jewish friends. It is Hanukkah. And we stand in solidarity with all of you. And we always finish during Hanukkah with the Adam Sandler Hanukkah song. As tough as things have been, we love having a funny take on everything. And that's how we'll finish up. But Hallelujah and Hanukkah song will be playing a lot. Somebody texts in, hey, Bob, big middle finger to Biden's stolen valor sign in Greenridge, LTS. Back at you. Somebody else said, even Obama said on microphone that if you want something effed up, let Joe do it. That was when he was vice president. It was George. It was something similar to that. He said he's got the ability to F anything up. Another, Bobby did a lot for Scranton. He caused us all havoc. LTS back at you. Another, and yet he allowed these young military to get killed when he was pulling out of Afghanistan. All so he could make his little September 11th speech. Thanks, Cabinet Guy, for reminding us of that. But we finish and we say this. This is important. This is from a veteran. He says, Biden isn't my cup of tea, but I'd be just as offended as a veteran if they did it with Trump's picture. And you are 1,000% right. That's not what the banners are for. Well, we got Sue Henry's show next, Rob O'Donnell after that, and God willing, I'll be back with you tomorrow morning at 9 to finish up the week. Let's finish with the Hanukkah song. That's our guy, Adam Sandler. Jake will just give me a chance to bang the gavel when we get close to the top of the hour, but let's listen to him. Adjourned.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience. And it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.